I'll be reading a handful of leaves from the Samyutta Nikaya. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Kosambi in a Simsapa grove. Then the Blessed One took up a few Simsapa leaves in his hand and addressed the monks thus, "What do you think, monks? Which is more numerous, these few leaves that I have taken up in my hand or those in the grove overhead?" "Venerable sir, the leaves that the Blessed One has taken up in his hand are few, but those in the grove overhead are numerous." "So too, monks, the things I have directly known but have not taught you are numerous, while the things I have taught you are few. And why, monks, have I not taught those many things? Because they are without benefit, irrelevant to the fundamentals of the spiritual life, and do not lead to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to peace, to direct knowledge, to enlightenment, to nibbana. Therefore, I have not taught them. And what, monks, have I taught? I have taught, this is suffering. I have taught, this is the origin of suffering. I have taught, this is the cessation of suffering. I have taught, this is the way leading to the cessation of suffering. And why, monks, have I taught this? Because this is beneficial, relevant to the fundamentals of the spiritual life, and leads to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to peace, to direct knowledge, to enlightenment, to nibbana. Therefore, I have taught this. Therefore, monks, an exertion should be made to understand. This is suffering. This is the origin of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. An exertion should be made to understand. This is the way leading to the cessation of suffering.